Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other toppings, and managing it as one big, juicy investment. Mmm, now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
This episode is brought to you by AARP. 10 years from today, Lisa Schneider will trade in her office job to become the leader of a pack of dogs. As the owner of her own dog rescue, that is. A second act made possible by the reskilling courses Lisa's taking now with AARP to help make sure her income lives as long as she does. And she can finally run with the big dogs. And the small dogs, who just think they're big dogs. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Learn more at aarp.org/skills.
Hi, everyone. You're listening to the Money Girl Podcast, and I'm Laura Adams. Here's a question that I received on the Money Girl voicemail line.
Hi, I'm calling from Maryland. I recently had to go part-time in my job, and my husband makes close to $200,000 a year. My question, should I now start an individual retirement account? People were telling me to do a Roth IRA, and I understand the reasons why. But I also understand that we make too much money, I believe, to contribute to a Roth IRA. Thank you.
A Roth IRA can be a great way to save for retirement. If you're not sure what a Roth or a traditional IRA is, be sure to listen to podcast number 173 called What is the Difference Between a Traditional and Roth IRA? It's in the Money Girl section at quickanddirtytips.com. The caller alluded to income restrictions on who can contribute to a Roth IRA, and she's right about that. The first step to getting a Roth IRA is to make sure that you're eligible to contribute to one. When your modified adjusted gross income, or MAGI, for the tax year is within a certain range, the total amount you can contribute to a Roth IRA is reduced or phased out. And if your income exceeds the allowable range, you're not allowed to make a Roth IRA contribution. However, if your income drops below the IRS's allowable limit in the future, you can start making Roth contributions to the same account again. Here are the Roth IRA income limits by tax filing status for 2011. If you file taxes as single, head of household, or married filing separately, and you did not live with your spouse during the year, then your phase-out range is $107,000 to $122,000. Which means that you can't make a Roth IRA contribution if your MAGI, or Modified Adjusted Gross Income, is $122,000 or more. Now, if you're married and filed jointly, your phase-out range is $169,000 to $179,000, which means that neither spouse can make a Roth IRA contribution if your MAGI as a couple is $179,000 or more. And if you're married filing separately and you did live with your spouse during the year, there's no phase-out range, but you can't make a Roth IRA contribution if your MAGI is $10,000 or more. If the caller files taxes jointly with her husband, who she said earns close to $200,000 per year, then his income alone would probably make them ineligible to contribute to a Roth IRA. As I mentioned, the threshold for joint filers is $179,000 for 2011. However, she could invest in a traditional IRA instead. To figure out your MAGI, you can use the worksheet in IRS Publication 590 or get help from a financial advisor or tax accountant. A Roth IRA comes with lots of benefits. I'm going to give you five major reasons why a Roth IRA might be a good choice for you. Money Girl is sponsored by Claritin. If you're like me and you suffer from allergies, you know this time of year can be pretty rough. There's a lot of sneezing, itchy eyes, congestion, and they can really hold you back from living the life you want to live. Luckily, for those with allergies, you can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. This is a product designed for serious allergy sufferers. It's got two ingredients in one pill that relieve allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double-action combo of prescription-strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant relieves all the symptoms that you suffer. And what I love about Claritin D is that it starts working in as little as 30 minutes. Plus, it's non-drowsy, so you can still make the most of your day. I can take Claritin D and then get on the mic and record a podcast without being too congested. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed.
This episode is brought to you by AARP. 10 years from today, Lisa Schneider will trade in her office job to become the leader of a pack of dogs. As the owner of her own dog rescue, that is. A second act made possible by the reskilling courses Lisa's taking now with AARP to help make sure her income lives as long as she does. And she can finally run with the big dogs. And the small dogs, who just think they're big dogs. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Learn more at aarp.org/skills.
Want to connect with a family member who doesn't speak your language? Then check out the language learning program Rosetta Stone on desktop or as an app. Rosetta Stone is designed to immerse you in the language you're learning through an intuitive process. Plus, the True Accent feature even gives you feedback on your pronunciation. And with a lifetime membership, you have access to all 25 offered languages. Get started today. Visit rosettastone.com/pod50 to get 50% off your lifetime membership now. That's rosettastone.com/pod50 for 50% off.
Okay, here are the five major reasons to consider using a Roth IRA to save for your future. Number one, tax-free retirement income. Contributions to a Roth IRA are made from post-tax income and are not subject to additional tax when you take withdrawals. If your account mushrooms in value over many years, all those earnings are never taxed, and that saves you a bundle. Though you don't get a tax break in the current year like you do with a traditional IRA, the long-term tax savings of a Roth could be much higher. Number two, penalty-free withdrawals. Since you pay tax up front on contributions to a Roth IRA, you can also withdraw money at any time without penalty. However, withdrawing your earnings on the account before age 59 and a half typically triggers a 10% early withdrawal penalty. Though the purpose of an IRA is to save for retirement, having this flexibility means you could get to your money in a pinch. Number three, no required minimum distributions. With a Roth IRA, the IRS doesn't require you to take withdrawals during retirement, like with a traditional IRA. You can continue making contributions to a Roth during retirement or leave it to your heirs. Number four, reduce taxes. If you're just starting your career, it's likely that your income is lower now than it will be when you retire. If you believe that your tax bracket is lower today than it will be in the future, then taking a smaller tax hit on Roth IRA contributions in the current year can save you money in the long run. And the fifth major benefit of a Roth IRA is no conflict with workplace accounts. You can participate in a retirement plan at work and contribute the maximum amount to a Roth IRA. For 2011, you can sock away up to $5,000 or up to $6,000 if you're age 50 or older. To learn more about contributing to both a workplace retirement plan and a traditional IRA, be sure to listen to show number 216, called Should You Contribute to Both a 401k and an IRA? Signing up for a Roth IRA is easy. I recommend that you use an online mutual fund company or a brokerage firm. As you compare companies, consider these features: the types of investments available, account maintenance fees, trading fees, fund expense ratios, required minimum balances, and the personalized service from investment professionals. The beauty of an IRA is that you're in control and can invest the money in just about anything. If you want to own individual stocks, check out brokerage firms like eTrade.com, ScottTrade.com, and ShareBuilder.com. They also offer a full range of investments, like bonds, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds. They typically don't require a minimum balance to open up an IRA. If you want to own mutual funds, consider popular low-cost fund families like Fidelity, Vanguard, and Schwab. These offer a wide range of their own branded mutual funds and exchange-traded funds, in addition to stocks, bonds, and CDs. They typically require a minimum investment, like $1,000 or $2,500, but will waive it if you set up automatic monthly transfers to your IRA of $100 or $200. If you have a retirement plan at work, like a 401k or a 403b that offers matching funds, that's where I recommend you save for retirement first. Those matching funds are just too good to pass up. So always contribute at least enough to max out what your employer will give you for free. But if you're like the caller and don't have a workplace retirement plan, or you're a great saver and max it out, taking advantage of an IRA is a smart way to secure your financial future. On the Money Girl page at quickanddirtytips.com, you'll find links to everything I've mentioned in the show, in addition to all kinds of good stuff, like the free Money Girl newsletter, how to connect with me on social media, and where to email your money question. Most people get the show through iTunes, so if you're not already subscribed to the podcast there, it's free, easy, and the most convenient way to get each new weekly episode. And if you enjoy the show, I'd really appreciate it if you'd leave a quick review on iTunes. You can also leave your money question on the Money Girl voicemail line at 206-333-1610. If you like these tips, you'll love my award-winning new book, Money Girl's Smart Moves to Grow Rich. It tells you what you need to know about money without bogging you down with what you don't. It's available at your favorite bookstore in print or as an ebook for your Kindle, Nook, iPad, PC, Mac, or smartphone. We're even giving away two free chapters at smartmovestogrowrich.com. I'm glad you're listening. Cha-ching! That's all for now, courtesy of Money Girl, your guide to a richer life.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.